from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from Paul and Diane from Surrey, British Columbia. This Mass is offered for healing for their nephew, Scott Strobel, and for their personal intentions. We know that this television Mass brings meaning to the lives of tens of thousands of Canadians across our land and around the world, and they join with me in thanking Paul and Diane for this gift. My name is Father Matthew Durham, and I serve as the Executive Director of Hospice Palliative Care for St. Elizabeth. We are the proud operators of Journey Home Hospice, which is a hospice for the homeless and vulnerably housed in Toronto and now Windsor. I'm very honored to be with you today to celebrate this Eucharist. Let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the saints be with each one of you. My sisters and brothers, let us take a few moments to acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, strength of those who hope in you, graciously hear our pleas, and since without you mortal frailty can do nothing, grant us always the help of your grace, that in following your commands we may please you by our resolve and our deeds. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Genesis. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. The child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. But Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, playing with her son Isaac. So she said to Abraham, "Cast out this slave woman with her son, for the son of this slave woman shall not inherit along with my son Isaac." The matter was very distressing to Abraham on account of his son. But God said to Abraham, "Do not be distressed because of the boy and because of your slave woman. Whatever Sarah says to you, do as she tells you. For it is through Isaac that offspring shall be named for you. As for the son of the slave woman, I will make a nation of him also, because he is your offspring." So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder along with the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered about in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she cast the child under one of the bushes. Then she went and sat down opposite him, a good way off, about the distance of a bow shot, for she said, "Do not let me look on the death of the child." And as she sat opposite him, she lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the boy, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven, and said to her, "What troubles you, Hagar? Do not be afraid, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Come, lift up the boy and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make a great nation of him." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. She went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy, and he grew up. He lived in the wilderness and became an expert with the bow. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. for those who fear him have no want. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you of the fear of the Lord. Which of you desires life and covets many days to enjoy good? The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Birth by his message of truth, that we might be as the first fruits of his creation. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes, two men possessed by demons came out of the tombs and met him. They were so fierce no one could pass that way. Suddenly they shouted, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" Now a large herd of swine was feeding at some distance from them. The demons begged him, "If you can cast us out, send us into the herd of swine." And Jesus said to them, "Go." So they came out and entered the swine. And suddenly the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea and perished in the water. The swineherds ran off, and on going into the town, they told the whole story about what had happened to the demonics. Then the whole town came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their neighborhood. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When I meditated on today's readings, one thing stood out to me. The gospel shows us that Jesus exorcised the demons from the people he encountered and drove them over a cliff. Like me, some of you may be wondering what relevance this passage has to our daily lives. Why is this gospel prompting us to cast out our demons? Are these literal demons? I would encourage you to think metaphorically of the things that plague us, you and me, the troubles that bring us sadness, and the moments that steal our joy. Working in hospice care, as I do in my ministry, I regularly minister to people who are coping with their own pending mortality or their upcoming death of a loved one. We see patients and their families chased by the demons of uncertainty, fear, and despair. I believe that today's readings are a reminder to us that hope will be always present. We will not be abandoned by our loving God to the battles privately in our minds. We do not need to feel isolated, adrift, and bereft. As Christians, we find hope through our baptism and the promise of salvation and eternal life with our Father in heaven. But that doesn't mean we can't use hope to banish our doubts, our insecurities, and the worries in our everyday lives. Several years ago, there was a very interesting study that brought together participants experiencing chronic pain and terminal illness. These people had suffered, endured much suffering. They had reached the limits of what modern medicine could do to control their pain and enhance their lives. In many ways, they were permanently plagued by the demon spectra of their illness. It was a shadow that would hang over them always. And this often brings despair. So, it was time to try something different, a different remedy than pills that had failed. Patients were instead asked to meditate on the concept of hope, and with the help of counselors, find a way to transform hope from an abstract idea into a concrete set of actions. Hope wasn't something that would never arrive. For these patients, hope became small, achievable goals. Hope was regaining enough mobility to walk their daughter down the aisle at her upcoming wedding. Hope was focusing on funny stories to share at the next grandchild's visit. Hope was waking up every morning with gratitude to hold the hand of their spouse and enjoy morning coffee and a crossword. Hope was finding joy in watching children play ball hockey on the street outside the window. Hope was feeling like themselves again, getting ready in the morning, dressing up, doing their hair, putting on their lipstick, maybe assisted by a care provider. Hope and joy became small, precious moments of connection with themselves and others. And the truly amazing result of all this hope, unbearable pain did stop and did decrease. Patients found a renewed sense of purpose and no longer despaired in their existence. Instead, they focused on their loved ones, on their sense of purpose, and found appreciation for the mundane moments of daily life that we often take for granted until they're taken from us. Good end-of-life care shepherds us towards hope. And all of us, we are offered a reminder that hope is an action. Hope is a choice. By choosing hope, we are embracing a greater understanding of God's love and finding comfort through our loving relationships with the people around us. Even in the depths of our despair, rays of hope shine through, asking us to remember that we are not alone, we are not forsaken, and there will be a guide along the way. There will be a hand to hold, another smile to come, and there will be moments of joy if we are brave enough to look for them. We all have a role to play as shepherds of hope. We can be examples of hope in action in our families, our communities, and as witnesses in our larger society. We can remind others of the simple joys to be found in our human connections on this earth, and be our united faith in the promise of salvation gifted to us by our God. We can also turn our hope into action for others by supporting those individuals and organizations that act as hope bringers, especially for those struggling at end of life. Let us support with thought and deed our hospices and palliative care organizations, and let us surround our brothers and sisters in their time of need, showering them with hope and become the light that helps them journey out of despair. Let us take a moment now to offer our prayers and petitions. For all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who feel isolated and alone, may God calm their fears and lead them into peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who suffer of isolation and loneliness, that they will feel God's love and peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who work in health care and support those at end of life, that they may feel God's warm embrace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our leaders of the church, that God may continue to guide them and protect them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, we ask you to hear all these prayers and answer them in your time, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, my sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
For the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
O God, who in the offering presented here, provide for the twofold needs of human nature, nourishing us with food and renewing us with your sacrament, grant, we pray, that the sustenance they provide may not fail us in body or in spirit, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you are praised in the company of your saints, and in crowning their merits, you crown your own gifts. By their way of life, you offer us an example. By communion with them, you give us companionship. By their intercession, your support, sure support, so that encouraged by so great a cloud of witnesses, we may run as victors in the race before us and win with them the imperishable crown of glory through Christ our Lord. And so with the angels and archangels and with the great multitude of the saints, we sing the hymn of your praises without glory we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, O Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these sacred mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which would be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy, this living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, our bishops, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory, all honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer one another a sign of that peace.
Lamb of God.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. As this reception of your Holy Communion, O Lord, foreshadows the union of the faithful in you, so may it bring about unity in your church. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass is ended. Let us go in peace to love the Lord and one another.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.